Good afternoon. I'm Erin Gottsacker. This is WXPR News. Wisconsin still plans to enter the next phase of COVID-19 vaccine rollout next week. This will include people in the education and childcare fields, grocery store workers, and others in the healthcare field who have not yet been vaccinated. The Department of Health Services says it wanted to get through 50% of the 65 and older age group first. It's at 47% right now and should exceed 50% by March 1st. Governor Evers announced 4 new community vaccination sites to help with the rollout, including one in Marathon County.
These sites will be critical to helping get the vaccine to every eligible Wisconsinite who wants it.
Helping with getting all these groups vaccinated, the state will be getting a sizable increase in vaccine allotment from the federal government. DHS Deputy Secretary Julie Willems Van Dyke says Wisconsin will be getting 115,000 first doses next week for at least the next 2 weeks. For comparison, the state was getting 70,000 doses a week last month. On top of that, Walgreens will be getting 35,000 doses.
In the half of the folks 65 and older who have not yet received your vaccine, that you may be anxious about whether you're ever going to get one, and what I can assure you is you will. There is more vaccine coming. You will not be crowded out, and we will get that vaccine in your arm.
So far, 14% of Wisconsinites have gotten their first dose. More than 6% have completed their vaccine series. And the Wisconsin National Guard testing stations can now administer COVID-19 tests to children as young as 12 months old. That gives people more options for keeping their families safe. Ben Meyer explains.
The Wisconsin National Guard has now done well over 1 million COVID-19 tests since the pandemic began. It has dozens of regular testing sites throughout the state. Major Joe Travato puts the effort into perspective.
The COVID-19 response alone represents the single largest sustained domestic mobilization in the Wisconsin National Guard's history that dates all the way back to 1837.
Before this month, service members were only trained to test individuals age 5 and older, but now they can take samples from children as young as 12 months.
So it did take some training and ensure that our service members were prepared for what could be something that's a little bit scary to a young child.
Lincoln County hosts a free National Guard testing site on Wednesday afternoons at the Merrill Festival grounds. Lincoln County COVID-19 response coordinator Lexi Buntrock would like to see more traffic at that site.
In the beginning of 2021 to now, numbers have been down. We don't know if that's because either the cases are down, so not as many people are getting tested, or if it's the other way, just people aren't getting tested, so there's not as many cases out there.
Rhinelander also has a National Guard testing site on Tuesdays. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
The Wisconsin Assembly passed a bipartisan bill to jumpstart updates to the state's antiquated unemployment claims processing system. Governor Tony Evers has promised to sign the bill, which the Senate passed last week on a 27-3 vote. Yesterday, the Assembly passed it 89-0. Evers has taken intense criticism for months over a backlog of unemployment claims stemming from the coronavirus pandemic. He's largely blamed the state's 50-year-old computer processing system for handling the claims. The bill will also waive the one-week waiting period for receiving unemployment benefits until March 14th, and it will extend limited liability from COVID-related lawsuits to businesses, governments, and schools. Wisconsin's economy has gone through quite the whiplash over the past year. It took a dive when the COVID-19 pandemic first hit and then quickly recovered the next quarter, though not to its full extent. Department of Workforce Development Chief Economist Dennis Winters says this has never happened before.
The pandemic and the policy and, activities surrounding that. It was an interesting, unprecedented cycle that we've never seen before in certainly modern economics.
Winters will be breaking down the impact of the pandemic on Wisconsin's economy and workforce at next week's Science on Tap Minocqua. He'll also dive into ways the state can secure its economic future. The presentation is a week from today at 6:30 p.m. We have a link to watch and participate online. Head to our website, wxpr.org. You're listening to WXPR News.